calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination.
Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
UPMC Service Coordination, Andrea speaking on a recorded line. How can I help you today?
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First, and the reason of my call is I would like to speak with the service coordinator, Germina.
I can see if they're available. Can I have your NPI or tax ID number, please?
Yeah, just give me one moment. The tax ID is 8228435555.
And your phone number, please?
Just give me a second. 267-551-7439.
Thank you. And the participant's date of birth this is regarding, please?
It's because we want to inform that there is a patient who wants to terminate the services with us because the caregiver is not willing to do the timesheets and we are not able to confirm the services. So that's why he wants to terminate the services, because we asked the caregiver that she has, it's an obligation to send timesheets or use the application, but she refuses to do it. So that's why I'm informing to the service coordinator.
Okay. Can I have the participant's name and date of birth, please?
Yeah. Date of birth is March 12th of 1976.
Mm-hmm. And their first and last name?
James Vance.
Can you also provide James's phone number and address, please?
Yeah. Phone number is 215-248-5256. And the address you told me, right?
Yes, please.
8221 Fire Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19150.
Thank you so much. And you said it was the participant who wanted to terminate services, correct?
Yeah, they want to go to another agency because we were trying to contact me personally multiple times to the caregiver. Actually, I had a conversation with her yesterday asking for 7 times, like a whole week, and she was not communicating with us, and asked her why she was not using the app or having communication issues, and she just hung up with me. Another representative of our agency also spoke with her, and she was very rude, and she said that she was not willing to do it, and the patient said that they are moving agency because of that, because they are not, like, willing to do the EBV or the timesheet situation.
Okay. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. I do apologize. I was not able to get the service coordinator on the line. However, I am going to send her a message with the information that you provided and ask her to follow back up.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, that's the main issue that they, specifically the caregiver. Also, I would like to add that another supervisor of our agency contacted her. It was weird that they were in the shift, but she did not pass to the patient. She just told her, call to the patient, and when the representative called to the patient, answered the father's patient. So it's kind of weird that they don't answer if they are in the same,
place.
Yeah, so she's very rude regarding the situation, and she has difficulties, according to her, with the cell phone, but we provided the FOB. We're trying to set an appointment. I called her personally multiple times to help her, but she was not simply wanted to do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll definitely get this sent over right away and ask her to follow back up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Andrea, for answering.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling UPMC. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.